This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
Satellite images of seasonal temperature change, the normal advance and retreat of Arctic ice. But a growing body of science suggests even if promised cuts to CO2 emissions are met, planet Earth is in trouble.
It's the end of the world as we know it, I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, where tacos are the best carbon capture device. I am your host, the Stimulator, and before I update y'all on the COP16 climate clusterfuck in Cancun, let's take a look at how the motherfucking resistance keeps tearing it up in Europe. Legendary street takeovers continue in the UK as students pissed off by the tripling of their tuition continue their fearless actions in several British cities, including Manchester, Brighton, and London. Italy, austerity measures are spoiling the pasta sauce as the motherfucking resistance rocked it with an old-school march followed by some more new-school tactics. Students stormed the Senate and occupied the Rome Colosseum and the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I'm Spartacus!
Mamma mia! In Greece, proposed cuts to education prompted the motherfucking resistance to show their rage by performing their now famous flag dance with the pigs. While the US dollar continues feasting on a plate of shit, the two former commie empires of Russia and China gave the US the finger by dropping the dollar from bilateral trade.
One of the reasons, or probably the main reason, that Americans are able to live beyond our means, the reason we can consume so many products that we don't produce, is because we can print money to pay for them. Normally, countries have to export to pay for their imports. You have to make real things. Right. But since there's so much demand for dollars all around the world, because people use them to trade with one another, they're willing to accept our dollars even though that we don't have the products to export because they use them in these types of transactions. But as the world moves away from dollars, the demand for dollars diminishes worldwide, and so our ability to import consumer goods at low prices goes away.
And that's a bad thing? Finally, as the COP16 climate clusterfucks gets underway, Japan, one of the biggest emitters of CO2, decided not to renew the Kyoto Protocol. I think this latest letdown is a wake-up call for those who think that begging the world's government is the way to save the motherfucking planet. I hope that y'all start to understand that we cannot beg the motherfuckers for change. We have to take it.
The 10 hottest years ever measured, they've all occurred in the last 14 years. Hottest of all was 2005.
Tell them that we need to get out of here.
Thousands of peas have been streaming into the tourist shithole of Cancun. This hotspot for skin cancer feels like a spring break in North Korea. Motherfucking pigs on Humvees with mountain people killers roam the boulevards to protect the fucktards up top, while the activists are holed up in outdoor arenas where conferences are being held all week. People have been pouring in from all over to demand that the governments of the world do something about this climate clusterfuck. Many of them are arriving via bus caravans, groupings of buses filled with troublemakers making their way through the treacherous Mexican roads. I've been traveling through Mexico with my peeps, Testament and Logic, and we joined one of these caravans from the Zapatista stronghold of San Cristobal. I asked some of the folks there just why the fuck they were headed to Crapcoon. Christian, what's your beef with the way the motherfuckers have been running shit?
Because they don't pay attention to the environment, they only pay attention on the profit, and this is a very bad behavior from them.
So Isabel, what the fuck are the biggest issues you want to see addressed at the COP16 climate clusterfuck?
Well, I think it's climate change. But more than that, from my point of view, is the focus that they've given to the carbon market and the proposal to buy forests. But these methods will only displace many people from their lands.
Hola Paco, where the fuck are all these people going?
All these people are going to Cancun to tell the motherfuckers to stop fucking with our world, that our world doesn't belong to anyone, but it belongs to everyone. And we wanted to show the Earth some motherfucking respect. Shit.
Y queremos que lo respeten, ¿no?
And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World, as we know it, and if you'll find. Many thanks to all the taco lovers who chose to live vicariously through me and fed my appetite for spicy food. Samantha, Carlos, Peter, Will, Atrocity Arts, Corian, Carl, and Joseph. La ayuda. Stay tuned this week as we cover the actions during the COP16 climate clusterfuck. To comment on this show, or for links to my favorite tacos, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Now, where's the hot sauce?
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.